On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
Police have arrested six people in an anti-terror operation across Kent and London. Several homes were raided last night. Joe's got an update for KM FM.
Well, the operation saw shots fired in northwest London, and Neil Basu from the Met confirmed a woman is in hospital after being hit.
The armed entry was necessary due to the nature of the intelligence we were dealing with and involved armed officers firing CS gas into the address.
John Fio saw the armed officers arriving in Willesden.
Yesterday was really scary. I thought I was safe in my area, but I really don't feel safe anymore. That's really strange.
Police say a person was also arrested in Kent. The operation was not linked to the arrest of a man near Parliament yesterday.
KM FM News.
The parliamentary assistant to a Kent MP has appeared in court this morning to deny raping a woman in the Houses of Parliament. Samuel Armstrong was working for South Thanet's Craig McKinley when the alleged attack happened last October. The 23-year-old from Essex will stand trial in December. A company has been fined £60,000 after a worker died when she became trapped in a lift at a care home in Herne Bay. It happened when 64-year-old Joan Jaws was working at Lalham Care Home in October 2013. KCRH admitted safety failings, including not carrying out proper maintenance checks. A Hollywood film could now be made about a former Royal Marine who shot dead and injured Taliban fighter now that he's out of prison. Alexander Blackman has been released after his murder conviction was downgraded to manslaughter. His lawyer, Jonathan Goldberg, claims there's a lot of interest in his story.
I was out there 2 weeks ago to discuss it. There's talk even of Kate Winslet playing Claire and Tom Hardy playing him and Al Pacino playing me, can you believe it? Although I'm not sure he's good looking enough.
A gang of five men who stole expensive cars from homes across Kent before using them to burgle convenience stores have been locked up. They'll serve a total of 29 years between them after also carrying out similar offences in London, Sussex and Surrey during 2016. And it's 10 years to the day since an earthquake hit Folkestone. Kent Fire and Rescue's control room took more than 400 calls on that day, seven times more than normal. Several buildings were damaged in the 4.3 magnitude tremor, which struck less than a mile off the coast. You can see pictures and read a special report we put together. Just go to kentonline.co.uk.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops where quality comes as standard.
Football and Gillingham's future in League One will be decided this weekend. They're just a point off the relegation places and could go down if they lose and other results go against them. The Gills travel to Northampton on Sunday, who are managed by former boss Justin Edinburgh. Coach Adrian Pennock is disappointed that it's all come down to this last game.
Obviously, didn't want to come down to this, but that is what it is, and we just had to go there and be positive. Ideally, we don't want to rely on other results. We've got to go there and be positive and get that win, which will get us over the line.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.